Now, let's head over the Golden Gate Bridge to Marin County, where the Mill Valley Film Festival opens on Thursday. This week, we're featuring some of the many local documentary makers featured in this year's program. Today, we explore the film Free, which follows young dance students at Destiny Arts in Oakland as they navigate harsh realities like abuse, violence, suicide attempts, and absent parents, all while preparing for a big dance performance that compels them to express their innermost fears and stressors. Director Suzanne Lefetre joined me in studio, and we started by hearing from one of the young dancers named Jamani. And a note to our listeners, this interview contains a description of rape.
My dad separated from my mom when I was 4 years old.
We moved because me and my brother started to get involved in gang violence. I used to go jump people or, you know, rob stores, steal. I've shot at people, and I've been shot at twice. I got my head grazed. It was like a burning. That was life or death right there.
That's Jamani, one of the young people featured in the film Free, that is directed by my guest, Suzanne Lefetre. What's the value of that, having that kind of a deep story, like of where this person is coming from, really?
Well, we wanted to be able to tell a whole variety of stories because that's exactly what exists at Destiny Arts, is there's kids from all over the place that have all kinds of different backgrounds. And Jamani, not only did he have this difficult background, but he was willing to talk about it, and he talked about it in such an eloquent way. And, you know, we struggled with, in the film and in the editing of the film, we struggled with that because he dropped out.
Mm-hmm. He's such a great dancer, too.
Oh,
you see it in the film.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
Whew. And, but he disappeared, and we didn't know what happened to him. And so we really didn't know how that was going to resolve, or if it was going to resolve. But he was such a powerful, his story was so powerful, and his ability to make sense of it was also so striking to me.
I was trying to compare notes, if you will, between the backgrounds of these, of the characters that are focused on in the film. And some kind of common things were an absent dad, an abusive dad, coming from a foster home. My dad is incarcerated. And so dad came up so many times, whether it's the young ladies or the young men. Does dance become dad?
Whoa, I hadn't thought about it that way. You know, I think that was a theme that we weren't trying to find. And yet there it was. And it was strikingly there. And while we didn't want to play it up or make a big deal out of it, I think that maybe there is something about being able to physically move, being able to be, in some cases, kind of aggressive. Like, I think Jamani at one point says, my safe way is dancing. And you see him just hammering this out on the sidewalk, you know? And it's like, it's a way that people, I think, can express their own anger, their own disappointment, their own rage at dads or not dads, or, you know, any other thing going on in their lives.
And there are so many more just difficult issues and themes that come up in all these children's lives. For me, they're children. Most of them are teenagers,
they are.
Right? In their lives. So let's hear another clip. And this is from rehearsal. They're all rehearsing for this big show. And Alaysia is rehearsing her monologue. And here she is.
It happened. It happened. It happened to me. Huge man covered with sweat plumped over her. But she didn't say a word. I didn't say a word. Hush. It's only going to hurt just a little while.
It's all right.
What's the point?
Can you keep going?
I was no longer that soft and tender, untouched, innocent little girl anymore.
That's right.
I couldn't say a word because I didn't know which words to say.
That's right.
So many words, so many letters in his English, so many letters in his alphabet from so many words in his English language, but the right words never came. She laid there and suffered. I laid there and suffered.
That is Alaysia, one of the young people practicing for a performance at Destiny Arts, and she's featured in the new documentary film Free, which is directed by my guest, Suzanne Lefebvre. And Alaysia is talking about the time she was raped by her cousin when she was a little girl.
It happened to me.
Oh, my God.
I've seen this film probably 75 times, and I still get goosebumps when I see that part.
Oh, my goodness.
During the film, we show a very small piece of what was a retreat that all the young people go to at the beginning of the school year, and we were included in that retreat. And so we didn't have a crew or anything like that with us, and we sat in this room between about 9 p.m. at night and about 2 a.m. in the morning while the young people and a couple of adults in the room went around and did this exercise called If You Really Knew Me. And they say, if you really knew me, you would know. And it begins very lighthearted, that I have a cat named Binky, that I have whatever. And as they go around, it gets deeper and deeper. And one of the things that was so striking to me was that every person in that room, whether they were 50 or 13, and regardless of background, everybody had deep, deep stuff that they had gone through and that they were still trying to make sense of in their lives. Telling the truth is really powerful. Not just powerful for the people listening to you, but for yourself. And doing that in an authentic way and showing up in the world as who you are, really important things can happen for yourself and for other people. So the fact that some of these people have already learned that by the time they graduate from high school, it just gives me so much hope.